Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And show weekdays from 10 till 2 on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
This is Joe Musgrove.
Joe does it himself. 1-4-3, and that's all for the Giants.
The Padres play here
on San Diego's number one sports station.
97.3 The Fan and Odyssey Sports Station. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
First,
whoa!
I threw everybody off with that one.
Whoa!
Sorry.
What just happened?
And Chris Ello.
I think he's kind of a mouth.
Oh, my gosh, what does that mean?
He just says a bunch of stuff that I don't agree with.
All right.
A mouth.
I'm going to move on from this as fast as possible.
Number two. It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look, here comes our fearless producer.
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome into the happy hour here on this Friday evening. 5:01 on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. And we are indeed in full baseball offseason mode. MLB has shifted to the movies.
That's when you know.
That's when you know. Anything that has even a slither of baseball is eligible to be played on MLB Network. Today, what do we have, Scrape?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day
Off. I mean, this is a great movie.
Good flick.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Actually, we were surprised because usually you get the standards. Little Big League? Little Big League.
You get
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Major,
Rookie
of the Major Year. League.
Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears is on there a lot.
Brewster's Millions, I think it's called.
That's another one.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. If you got any piece of baseball, it can be eligible.
Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars.
during COVID, I used to see these movies, and it was just one movie.
After another.
How about this? I think the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars is actually not bad.
I agree. How about this right here? This is some news for you. The most expensive baseball card sale ever for Los Angeles Dodger pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto occurred Thursday night. What makes one of the two card sales particularly unique is the seller. New York Knicks center Carl Anthony Towns.
Wow.
Yes, Towns owned a 2024 Topps Inception MLB logo man. Man, I don't even know what that is. One-of-a-kind rookie autograph card with a Gem Mint 10 card and autograph grade through PSA, Professional Sports Authenticators, sold for $72,000 via a Fanatics collect auction. This record sale didn't last long because Yamamoto's 2024 Topps Dynasty MLB logo man, one of one rookie autograph card, sold for $174,000. So it's a side gig. He's doing basketball.
I have a question with collectors. It's not my place to say one way or the other. I'm not a big collector. But the one thing I will say about my thinking on collecting is if I have something, it's not for sale. Like, I want it because I want to have it. I want to collect it. I know, Tony, you have some jerseys you have up in your office. I have a Dan Marino helmet that somebody gave to me for a birthday present many years ago. There's just no way I would sell that stuff. I understand people, I guess, who do it for business. But if you're somebody like Carl Anthony Towns, like, do you need to make an extra buck on the side getting a Yamamoto card? So I've never quite understood the whole card collecting.
I think that for
unless
him,
unless you
want
to keep them,
it's just what is entertainment the allure and a hobby?
Entertainment?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it's about the money.
I don't think it is either. I think it's probably more the rush of getting the card, and then
negotiating,
and then
selling,
doing all that stuff. I have. I mean, listen, maybe Cat has a, you know, he's a big baseball fan that I don't know of, and you know, this was you know, one of many cards he has, and this was one he was willing to let go. And maybe he feels like that about the other. But I think card collecting now is not the same as I think you envision it, and I envision it.
No, I know
it really.
It's different now.
Right?
I know. It's
I
totally
remember
different.
Going to some of the baseball shops. There was one in the North County Fair Mall I used to go to all the time when I like really got into it. And you know, you're willing to pay a little extra coin to get a specific card for your collection. I don't know that is a thing anymore. I don't think that's how most collectors look at it now. I mean, there's certainly some out there that are still collecting, like collecting series and trying to complete them and that thing. But right. I think this is big business now.
I don't. The only thing I collect it's not worth anything, but it's all the sports passes that I've had over the years in sports radio. Like I have a couple Super Bowl radio rows. I have those, but
those are fun.
Yeah, but I did.
But that kind of signifies places you've been.
Yeah, no.
You also collect Pokemon, Scraby. Yeah, you're a Pokemon guy.
You know, I do collect Pokemon.
Yeah, we know.
I do.
Well,
collect
then
Pokemon.
There you go.
We're not going to tell
there
anybody else.
No, I don't collect Pokemon anymore. Okay.
Don't tell anybody else.
I mean, don't tell anybody else. What do you mean?
I hope Brooke doesn't know.
She definitely knows. She's the one who said Snorlax was cute.
So I know you found the right one, man.
Yeah,
that's true love there. Yeah, that's true love
right
there.
I think Snorlax is cute. And I'm like, what do you see cute about this guy? He's a big, fat, sleeping thing.
Oh, wow. How about there's a lot of Japanese players. We saw a Korean player hop into the kind of, I don't want to say it's a portal, but, you know, have posted.
That's that kind of, yeah.
A lot to choose from this year. And it seems to be kind of a wide range of different type of players. I don't know that you have a Suzuki or a Yamamoto in any of these particular players, but I like that we're starting to see more players from Japan, like, willing to get. For a long time, it wasn't that they weren't good enough. I think a lot of them just didn't want to come over to play. But you're seeing a lot of guys, you know, starting to make themselves available for it, Chris.
All right, so I have a question about it, Tony, and I was thinking about this today as I was floating along the lazy river here.
A lot of time to think on that, huh?
Yeah, you get a little time. But no, because all these guys are coming over now. And look, Otani and Yamamoto, those are pretty guys that move the needle, right? I mean, you're talking about two World Series, you know, MVP, World Series MVP. And they're both on the Dodgers. And, you know, this is Scraby's complaint a little. But the point is when the really good Japanese, Korean players are going to come over now, are they all going to go to the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees because they have the money to sign them? And if that's true, would it be better at some point, maybe in a couple of years, for baseball to start having a draft of these players so that at least other teams – can have a little look at them? Or is that just not possible?
My guess is that the players who are currently in the league would have a problem with that, because if you can allow them to draft players in Japan, then they can do it in Dominican, then they can do it in Venezuela. And okay. I don't know that that fits kind of what the players have really modeled for themselves in terms of free agency.
Because what do we think of the what do we think of the college draft then? Should we just get to a point someday where guys get out of college, they're done playing, and they just go play for whatever team is interested in them?
That's kind of been the kind of running argument, right? Is like the American players have to go through the draft in order to get to the big leagues. Whereas that's not the case for the Dominican, the Venezuela.
Right.
Guys can go out and have free agency, basically. And it just
they have way more control over their situation than some kid who's an All-American at LSU has.
I don't have all the details, but I'm pretty sure this was one of the things that was debated in the last collective bargaining agreement as they were talking about an international draft. I don't know if you remember some of the stuff that came up. It clearly didn't happen. I don't know what the kind of pros and cons of it was, you know, beyond what I just talked about. But I don't think that'll be something that happens soon or ever.
Because don't we all agree that if Paul Skeens had his druthers, probably wouldn't have called the Pirates coming out of LSU?
But, I mean, this kind of goes
back. But he had no choice.
This goes back to your point, though. I mean, if it was portrayed that way, where do you think Paul Skeens would have signed? Or who you think would be more likely to sign?
The A's.
Right. But I'm just saying it's a very – the A's. Yeah, well, everybody likes to move around a lot. I just think the system is really weird. I don't think it's broken. I get it. I understand it. You'd want to give the poorer teams a chance to get the better players. But with the Japanese players and those leagues now starting to really contribute here, all of those guys get to come over as free agents and basically sign with either the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, or Mets. I don't see how that's great for baseball.
Well, or the Giants. You know,
what I mean.
But I think that also kind of pours cold water on that argument is that first there hadn't been that many really good players to begin with that have come, and they have kind of scattered a little bit. I mean, yeah, I guess most of them have come with the Dodgers and Yankees, right? I mean, as I started
the Dodgers, as the Dodgers I have three of the bit. Very best right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have a good answer for how that is how you change that. You know?
Yeah, I don't either. That's why they pay Manfred the big bucks.
Come up with a solution there, Rob.
I don't know that he does come up with solutions.
He's not going to. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah, he just throws it out there, and he just ideas. Remember the golden at bat that he threw out there?
That quickly
it's not
died.
Dead yet, Strade.
Oh, once like the actual baseball people were like, no, we're not doing this.
I mean, just think if we had the golden bat rule in this World Series, Rojas doesn't come to the plate at all.
No,
never happens.
No, that's so. Very true. Shohei is coming.
That would
have
been a bad deal to have the golden bat at that point.
Oh, everybody! But
you
then
know,
they have
you know
to,
who
like,
came
use
up
a
with
the
golden.
What'd
you
say?
Know who came up with the golden bat idea? Don't you guys?
Who's that?
It was a consultant.
Of course. Manfred hired a grow the game consultant. He said, there you go. Golden at bat.
Let's get to break. More happy hour on the other side. There's some traffic.
I think, are we going to do our countdown? Because I need to prepare.
We're doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Gwen and Chris, 519, working our way through the happy hour here on a finally a Friday program. Of course, before we're done here today, guys, one last tribute to our great friend and legendary Padre, Randy Jones. We're going to replay our interview we did earlier this week with Ted Leitner, who as always, hit all the right marks on that interview. If you missed it, I think you're going to want to definitely hear it. If you heard it, you might even want to hear it again. Randy Jones, the legendary Padre, passing away this week at the age of 75. Okay, guys, we got our countdown. We're going to have to get right to it, though, Scrabe. So let's. Are we even doing a lead-in?
Yes, we'll do a lead in. Here we go. Oh my gosh, that was not a lead in. I was so confident.
That's the opposite of a lead in, actually.
I was so confident in it, too.
I guess it's time to go home, Tony. Isn't that the out music? I think we're out of here.
This is not the out music.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, today's countdown, after much arguing, is going to be a bit of a tribute to our successful SDFC season that we hope will continue Monday night with the quarterfinal match against Minnesota. Today's category, guys, five things we now like about soccer. Five things we now like about soccer. Top five things, anyway.
Number five.
We know this is going to be easy for Tony because he already likes soccer. Scraby and I have been kind of an acquired taste. But I'll let you go, Scraby.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you go first, buddy. Well, I have one if you want
me
to.
No, I got one. My first one, mine are going to be really simple. But I had never been to an MLS game. I had never been to a high-level soccer game ever. And so going to the actual game the first time was really fun, and the environment is much different than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be kind of stale.
Yeah, no, it's not stale.
It's pretty, I don't use this word often, but electric when the game's happening. So going to the actual game was pretty fun this year.
Cool. I'll go next because Tony's got his list ready to go. You want to go, Tony?
If you want me to.
I don't think Chris has his list ready to go.
He keeps passing it out to everybody.
Oh, right, he wrote it down on the bottom of his old sheet that he's using.
Chicken scratch.
You want me to go second or you want to go?
No, I'm going to go. Number five for me is when there's a set piece and it takes the guys 20 minutes to line up for the to make the wall.
That is kind of fun.
That cracks me up. The referee's in there trying to get everybody organized. This guy's pushing that guy. Everybody's pushing everybody. And they're standing there. And then, you know, the guy kicks the ball right into the wall. And I just think the lineup is kind of comical. They're all trying to get ready to go.
I always think that's the referee's fault. He's always, like, having, like, side conversations. He's got his little spray bottle out.
That's my favorite part.
He's got it because they can't really line up because they got to get the 10 feet first. And
yeah.
He's got
to have the spray bottle,
right.
Yeah.
I feel like the referees could speed that up if they wanted to.
I love
to.
The spray bottle.
Well, I think they need a lineup clock in the MLS. You got to be lined up in 20 seconds.
Oh, like a pitch clock? Kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, Tony, you're number five.
Number five, the buildup. In actuality, SDFC doesn't actually play. They don't build out of the back. They just get it up. They kind of get it up to field. A lot of passing. But typically, a lot of teams play out of the back. So you see them sometimes get it to about the half field mark, and then all of a sudden they're going backwards. They're kind of building it up. I enjoy that part of soccer. It didn't come easy for me to watch that part.
I have a feeling I may like that in about another 16 years.
I enjoy the beauty of a build-out.
All right.
Okay.
Number four.
My number four, I went to like three or four games in the beginning of the year, and I sat next to someone, one of those games, that knew everything about soccer. I don't even remember their name. They weren't a reporter from here, but they explained the strategy to me. So learning strategy is my number four, because things you think is just something that they're doing is actually strategy.
Right.
It's not like them just dribbling down the field or whatever. They have a plan. They have plays that are being run. So this guy was pointing it out, and I thought that was fun.
Number four for me is the language of the game. I love listening to the announcers speak kind of broken English and invent phrases that we've never heard of. And Scraby, you need to have, racking my brain. Do you remember when he talked about, the announcer was on with us and talked about if SDFC won, they would qualify for the playoffs?
Yeah.
But he didn't say qualify.
No.
What was he saying?
It was a totally different word, yeah, and I loved it.
It was confirmed.
Confirmed. Was it? There
we go. Yes.
They had to get confirmed to the playoffs. The little language things like that I've kind of enjoyed. So
yeah.
That's my number four.
That's a good one.
Soccer pitches always look immaculate. The grass. Like, Snapdragon's a little different because they got some traffic on there. But most of them are, like, pristine.
There's not a lot of lines on them, right, Tony?
There's not a lot of lines. And I'm talking about the natural surfaces. And I have another piece to this that I'm going to use as my number. Was this three? This is four here, huh? Number
four,
three.
Yeah.
My number three is going to have something to do with the field, too.
Oh, okay.
Number three.
My number three is actually the constant flow of the game. They're always moving. There's very little downtime. Except for when they're lining up or there's an injury. But the lining up thing I can get past because he has his little spray bottle that he puts down on the field. So I'm looking forward to that.
Don't come past this line.
Yeah. But the constant flow of the game is something that I did not expect for me to like.
Number three for me is the individual athleticism. I don't want to appreciate the whole sport sometimes, but I always appreciate when a guy can, you know, I mean, we're looking at Messi, but even all these guys, the way they can just dribble and control the ball and their passing skills, their ability to, you know, what tackle they call it in soccer, but what you dive in there and kick the ball away. The goalkeeper's ability to stop any shot. So the athleticism is much more impressive than I probably have ever given it credit for. These guys can really do some amazing things out there.
Number three on my list is soccer might be the only sport where they turn the sprinklers on during halftime to wet the field.
I didn't see this.
Yes. At least the two games I saw, and I've seen it at other games, before the game they got the sprinkler system on, halftime they turn it back on, and I assume when you watch the pass, you see the ball kind of skips across the grass a lot of time. I'm assuming that's how they want it to play.
Interesting.
But I can't think of it, like, could you, if the sprinklers came on in the middle of a baseball game, all hell would break loose. Guys would be coming off the
field.
It's
happened before.
And it has happened before. So I find that to be super duper interesting that they turn the sprinklers on.
I wonder
like
if it's
that.
Like just to slow the ball down?
I think it's to speed it up.
Huh. Huh. That is really, I didn't know that.
Number two.
My number two is the soccer crowd. It's not just a crowd, it's a living organism, I'll say. Because everybody is moving. There's the I'm forgetting the name of the guys who are in the corner.
Yeah.
Gosh, what is their name?
In the corner or behind the
goal?
Yeah.
They are standing the entire game.
I'm gonna need you to find out cheering. That name too, because that's
someone
be
in the
my
chat.
Number one.
Please tell me the name of the group that's behind. I think
the mob.
No, I don't think it's the mob. Just tell me what you think or what the name of those people supporters.
No, they have an actual name.
Okay, all right.
I think aren't those the actual Blues?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name, but I'm pretty sure the chat.
Someone
has told
will
us.
Tell us in the chat.
But you're liking those guys.
Scraby hasn't come up with the name yet.
Someone
so it's
said
those
Frontera.
Guys.
I don't think that's it. I'll break in once I figure it out.
I will say this. I was lucky enough to get to go to a match in Barcelona, and Lori and I were blown away by that group of fans behind the goal. And our fans in San Diego are right there with them. I got to give you guys a lot of credit, man. Because you'd think Barcelona, with the kind of history they have, that they'd have it a little more. But our San Diego fans are right there.
I'm seeing so Frontera, you guys, too.
Frontera.
You guys deserve a lot of credit in that cheering section. I'm going to say the fans, number two as well.
Oh, all right.
Number one for me is a banga, as they like to call it. That's a shot from like outside of the box from a deep area.
Oh, a banger?
A banga is what they call it.
Oh, banga.
It. Yeah. That's probably my number two favorite.
Do you like when the goalie makes a diving save and punches it away, or do you
I like twine
the back of the goal?
I like both. Mm. A lot of times, when a goalie makes a save at this level, it's extraordinary. Like, fully laid out, can't even catch it sometimes. All they can do is punch it. I think both of that is artistry. Both of those things are artistry.
We are going to do the Biggest Fan giveaway before we go to break. So if you're here for the Biggest Fan, stick with us. We'll get to it in 2 or 3 minutes.
Number one.
My number one, it's probably my favorite thing about soccer. Always has been, always will be, penalty kicks. I love penalty kicks.
You like penalty kicks?
I think they're fun. I think they're fun. I know you guys don't like it, but I think...
It's a terrible way to lose a game after
you... When are they going to get with the program and just play to your drop on the... on the field, somebody score a goal.
Please. I mean, they are. It's called penalty kicks. Those are goals.
No, it's not.
Chris is talking about golden goal.
Okay.
You decide the match on the pitch.
I think that's the best way to go.
Speaking of the terminology.
Is it my turn?
My number one, I'll be honest with you, this doesn't qualify in the MLS, but I had to bring it up. My number one favorite thing about soccer is watching little kids play like a swarm of bees running around after the ball wherever the ball goes.
Yeah, it was called herding cats.
That gives me great joy to see that. How old do they start with before they start getting away from the ball, Tony? 10, 11?
I got to say, Chris, you got to be a sicko to enjoy 10 kids surrounding a soccer ball.
Yes. Moving all of the same way. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It is. It's a tough watch.
I
had to do my time on that.
I know, and the parents are on the side yelling, "Go get the ball!" And the coach is like, "Get away from the ball!"
Literally every parent is standing up saying, "Go get the ball!" That dad there early on, for sure.
But my number one favorite thing about this season that I learned about soccer is that they score.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, every game's going to be nil-nil. You know what? SDFC only had two games all year that were nil-nil. They score. And, you know, Mikey Varas deserves a lot of credit for putting together a team that, you know, focused on offense and getting chances. And they made it a lot of fun. So I enjoyed that part. Number one.
Without a doubt. Number one on my list this year was Frontera. And that's the fan group back there. I've gone to two games, and I don't know that I really stopped bobbing my head from the
drumming.
Not even the drumming. I mean, they got like real chants that got like rhythm to it, and you just.
And they don't miss a beat.
They what, don't.
Where do they? All do they have long. SDFC fan practice?
You would think so, because they are all on one accord, and they do not stop. I mean, literally from before the game to the game ends, they cheer and they go off all game.
It's pretty incredible.
Number one thing I enjoy about the season this year.
All right. Not as good as my topic, but.
I tried to get you to
your
topic.
What? When we come back, we're going to do your topic.
No. I gave up on my topic. Because we got to hear from Teddy.
Yeah, we do.
Uncle Teddy.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we got to give away the prize.
Oh, this. I just said it on the air, and then we almost went to break. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Stephen Corliss of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Stephen Corliss of San Diego, 833-288-0973. Your time starts now. And on the other side, Uncle Teddy. Is that good with you guys?
You could have just went to break, dog. You had did it perfectly, and then you came in with this little piece.
You guys, okay, all right. Uncle Teddy next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ted, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today on a what's really a sad day. As I said earlier, kind of a show I hoped I'd never have to do.
I understand. 48 years I knew Randy, and from the very time I got here in 1978, and he was still pitching at that time, and pitched for a couple of more years before he was traded to the Mets, and got to know him, but then who didn't? This was, he and I have been an ambassador, the two ambassadors for the club for the last, my 5 years, and he longer than that. And it's been a blessing to me to be an ambassador, and a blessing to me further to be an ambassador, because I've gotten to know Randy so much better the last 5 years as co-ambassadors, because Peter Seidler asked me to spend a couple of games for homestand in the owner's suite and be with people and so forth. And every game that I was there, Randy was there, because Randy went to basically all of them. And so we would dine together, and Marie would be there, and the grandkids and kids through the years. And I got to know him better then than during the time that he played. And I am so blessed by that and so grateful for that. And has been through so much. I mean, so much. It's the business of getting into the 70s like we are, and you just want, you know, to be healthy first and foremost, regardless of the age. And he didn't have a lot of luck with that, from the throat cancer to the major back surgery. And a friend of mine, I didn't even know, I haven't seen Randy since the end of the season. And a friend of mine told me he broke his hip in September. And so much he had happened to him. And I think aged a lot. Physically in the last few years rather than chronologically, but just a great, great guy. I got to cover Tony Gwynn for 20 years, and I had a couple as a TV guy at Channel 8 and then a broadcaster with KFMB when they did the Padres, and got to be with Randy. You can't have two, never mind ambassador. They were ambassadors and they were players. And that's the kind of guy they both were. And I was so blessed to know both of them.
Theodore, I didn't get a chance to see Randy pitch or get to know him as a player. I got to know him in his kind of second act as he was retired. But you got to cover him a little bit here in San Diego. What was he like as a player, covering him then?
And it was kind of a shame for me, and because he had been so terrific. And people forget this. You know the analogy that I use, that when Joe DiMaggio retired with the Yankees, he had started doing commercials for the new company called Mr. Coffee, the Mr. Coffee machine, and they were all over New York and so forth. And young people would ask their dad and their mom, Joe DiMaggio was a ball player? I you mean the Mr. Coffee guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I think so many young fans in San Diego, and maybe young adults too, who were not here like I was for the prime of it, only the end of it, the playing career, that Randy Jones was a player. I thought he was a as I always call it, a magnet entrepreneur, because he hustled and he worked and he did stuff constantly. And they know him for the barbecue restaurant that he used to have. They know him for the barbecue restaurant at the new Petco and the kiosk and all that stuff. And he became more noted for that, plus his broadcast work and talk shows, right, where you guys in terms of doing Padre pregames and postgames and all that for a couple of decades. So they knew him as a broadcaster and a restaurant guy. And he played. Not only did he play, he was the first Padre star on early, you know, expansion bad teams. And was just the guy, you know, early on with Dave Winfield and those guys that were the so-called cornerstones of the franchise. And I think Randy is kind of forgotten for that, because it's been so far back there, and they were not, you know, good Padre teams, winning teams. But to win like that, you know, with those kind of teams, to win 22 with a mediocre team in 76, just amazing. And to answer your questions, the kind of pitcher, you know, and I saw him, like I said, when he was in his last couple of years, and then he was traded, had two more years with the Mets, and he wasn't the same pitcher. Had that nerve problem he had in his shoulder and neck, and he was never the same pitcher again, literally, after he won the Cy Young in 76. But the sinker made him. The sinker made him, and he was unbelievable. He was just unhittable. It's just like Trevor, you know, with the changeup, the Bugs Bunny pitch, as they called it, where you could tell him, hey, changeup is coming. They still couldn't hit Trevor.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Randy. It's a sinker. It's a sinker, but I can't hit it. My favorite moment was Pete Rose. He owned the all-time hit champion. And Pete one time, of course, batting right-handed against Randy, the lefty, got so frustrated, he came up and he batted left-handed against him. And thought, hell, I can't hit him right-handed. I'll try lefty-lefty.
That's when you know you're frustrated as a hitter, when you exactly decide to go same side.
And grounded out. So Randy, and the fascinating part, and it shows how much the game has changed. I'm not a big stat guy. Not a big stat, algorithms, all that stuff. I'm not big into that, but there's some that are amazing. But to show you how the game has changed, when he won the Cy Young, 315 innings. Mm. 315. You know when you'll see that again?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
In that same year, 25 complete games.
Yeah.
That's got to be more than the entire National League combined last year for himself. And what made him even better, and he told me this, that with the sinker, you know, he had it early, sharp, and then you get a little less sink later. But when he got tired, it always sunk like crazy and moved like crazy. So he got better as he got tired. And so if you didn't get him out of there by the sixth, he was going nine and you were going to lose. Good chance you were going to lose. And it always fascinated me because it was really, really hard to hit. And like I said, he was fantastic and it all peaked in that 76 season. He beat out Jerry Kuzman for the Cy Young, the Mets star, and Don Sutton, my old buddy with the Dodgers, and Steve Carlton with the Phillies. That's what young people need to know, that this Randy Jones, great guy, ambassador, barbecue restaurateur, but one hell of a pitcher in his Cy Young year.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the fact that he said he got tired as the game went on, that was the excuse he told himself to stay out late before the night before a ball game. Like, I better stay out here for another couple of beers just to make sure I'm tired tomorrow.
My boy RJ didn't need any excuses to stay out late for another couple of beers.
Ted, you're so good at doing stuff like this. I mean, everybody's going to try to, you know, how are we going to remember? What is his legacy going to be when the sadness wears off? You know, I told Tony's dad's going to always be Mr. Padre. But where's Randy going to fit into that scheme here as the years go on a little bit?
Because of all the stars. And Dave Winfield was a good guy. And I had a great relationship with Dave. I still do. And all those other guys in the so-called cornerstones and the stars, Jake Peavy, so forth and so on, Greg Vaughn, love all those guys. But in terms of personalities, as in, what do you need? What charity do you need me to be involved in? That's Tony Gwynn, and that's Randy Jones. And in terms of whatever you need. And I was so blessed to be, you know, with him. Like I said, my 5 years of ambassadorship, he's there every night, and I watch him with people. And you can learn. You really can. You can learn from people like that. I always did that. You know how I did that in my life, later in my life? And changed a lot, I hope for the better, that I would watch what Jerry Coleman would do. And I would watch what Randy Jones would do in dealing with the public. And when I had a problem or thinking how I would deal with something, a speech or an appearance I would make, I would ask myself, what would Jerry do?
Yeah.
What would Randy do?
Yeah.
That's the legacy to me personally, that their personalities, their charm, their love for people is returned by all those people. And Randy stands out among all Padre players for having that, like I said, just in spades. Amazing. Simply amazing. One of my favorite stories, Hal Clement told me this, that when I was at Channel 8 on sports, Hal, of course, was the number one sports guy at Channel 10 and a terrific one. And he wanted to do one of those, remember, reporter involvement stories. So he called Randy and said, hey, I could hit you. I could hit you, Randy. and Lefty said, okay. What do you want to do? I'm going to come out with a camera at Jack Murphy, and I'll let you pitch to me, and we'll do a story on it. Okay, I'll see you out there, whatever. And he goes out there. flat there. Now, Hal tells me that, RJ is throwing lollipops at him. You know, he would throw 85, but now he's throwing 70. And Hal hit one really hard right back up the box. And Randy had to dance out of the way. And so the next pitch, he knocks Hal down.
There we go. Sounds like RJ.
He knocks Hal down. He takes a couple of steps toward home plate, and he says, "Hey, hey, don't you ever hit one back up the box against me." Stares at him and then gets hysterical. Breaks out laughing. Hal breaks out laughing. That's Randy Jones.
Yeah. I think, and if he wanted to throw in high and tight, I don't think anyone ever had a better control than him, you know, until maybe Maddux. I'm putting him on that level
RJ,
for pinpoint control, Ted.
Yeah, he didn't strike out many, but I'll tell you what, he didn't even walk anybody. He was going to go, here it is. Go ahead and try to hit it. Ground it out. Give me a double play. I know you will. And he had, like, I think 90 strikeouts, even the Cy Young Award winner year. 90, nothing. It was not about that. I'm going to put it in play. I'm going to use my defense. I'm going to go get a drink of water. That's it.
Ted, thank you so much. We really appreciate you
thank
doing
you,
this
Theodore.
Today. I know you've had probably a lot of people calling and asking. It was very nice of you to join us, and we appreciate it a lot. Thanks, sir.
I appreciate it. It was a tough night hearing the rumors and then making a lot of calls all night long and trying to reach people, and now we know, and I miss him already.
Yeah, well said, as it always is, by Ted Leitner. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Theodore.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
You bet.
So we'll end the week there. Always leave it to Theodore to kind of put things in perspective, kind of set the kind of scene for you, and really kind of explained RJ in a way that I think all of us experienced RJ. And so,
yeah, we're going to miss him.
For sure.
No question, Tony. And, you know, he's a ledge. I don't know. Ledge, is that even? Can I say
never,
that?
Never heard of it.
For
I was just, going to keep rolling with it like it was a normal thing.
I thought he said alleged for a second. I was like,
no,
he said
he's
ledge.
A ledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't go with that.
I don't know. We'll
never
see.
Heard that?
Ledge?
How have I heard something that you guys haven't heard?
I can't say I've heard ledge.
I've never heard
he's
ledge.
He's a ledge.
Either. But if Tony hasn't heard it, then it's definitely not a word.
Get out of here, Scraby. It's totally a word. Goodness sake.
It's like when Chris one time called the one part of the Petco Park the Loge, and I was like, what a dummy. It's the Lodge. It's the Loge.
No, it's Loge.
I've never heard Loge in my life.
Yeah. What a dummy.
It's like, can you believe this guy?
Well, that music means our time has come to an end. We'll be back again Monday. Full force. Well, Chris will be making his way back Monday, I believe.
Tuesday.
So.
It's
going to
be
Tuesday.
Chris. No,
I'm going to be here Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be right here Monday.
Scraby has really the, what is the word I'm looking for?
Dregs of the shows of the week, because there's nothing to talk about.
He has the unenviable
there
job of having an hour show with not a lot to talk about. Good luck, buddy.
Please listen to him.
Scraby Chronicles
you.
Up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.